Hi, and welcome to the Keeley's Camp podcast. My name is Bibi Hall, and I'm the Director of Marketing here at Keeley's Camp. I'm so excited to be hosting longtime Keeley's Camp coach, Siri, on today's episode. Siri is originally from Montana, but has been in the Wasatch area since attending and ski racing for Westminster College. Siri has coached many disciplines of skiing, including freeride and ski racing, and has also started her own healing practice in Salt Lake City, helping athletes and women to find balance within their bodies so that they can access their greatest potential. This is a really special episode, and I'm so excited to share it with you. Let's get into it.
All right. Hi, Siri. Welcome to the Keeley's Camp podcast. We are so excited to have you here today and to talk about skiing and everything else that you are such an expert at.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Bibi. I'm excited to have this conversation today.
Yeah, so do you want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your background within skiing and coaching, and maybe a little blurb about what you are up to now?
Well, I originally was born in Montana, and we ran a whitewater rafting company up there in the summers, and then worked at Alpha Ski Area here in Utah in the winter. So I'm from both places. And I was a skier all through my childhood and started racing around 12 or 13 and really caught on to it fast and loved it, and ended up ski racing for Westminster College here in Salt Lake. And then that's actually where I met Keeley originally, because she was going to school there after her being on the US ski team. And that's originally where she started Keeley's Camp for Girls. And so it was so fun to kind of help her in the early stages of starting these camps. And so I was a ski racer for that team, which was awesome. But unfortunately, I got in a horrible ski accident during that time with a traumatic head injury. And it was a wild experience, because essentially, I survived and I was life-flighted after that traumatic head injury, but I fully had to relearn how to walk and how to ski and how to learn. And so I was sort of catapulted into this rebuilding of myself. And it was really a beautiful process ultimately, because it really led me down the path of alternative healing and Eastern medicine. And because I had to relearn how to ski, I eventually ended up falling in love with teaching and became a ski coach, because it's amazing when we have to relearn something, you know, we become a much better teacher in that learning process. And so I was a teacher. I was a secondary English teacher for a long time and was a ski coach for a long time all through college, and been coaching now for about 13 years, I think it is, with anything from alpine racing to free ride, and have been helping Keeley's Camp the whole way through. I think that, does that answer all your questions?
Yeah, that's perfect. And I'm excited to jump into some of those things that you mentioned, but I think it'd be kind of fun to start by talking about what one of your favorite ski memories is and how skiing has shaped who you are as a person today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I guess it does fall into all that's happened with my skiing. I think about my favorite memory, and essentially I think my favorite memory of skiing is, you know, when I started to really come back into my body after that ski accident and really fall back in love with skiing. And it's such a unique feeling. There's not many sports out there that feel like skiing. And it was so cool to kind of develop a new connection to my body after that head injury. And I think there was such pride in being able to kind of trust myself again and ski again. And then I love, you know, getting to pass on ways to help girls in these ski camps to trust themselves as well. It brings me so much joy.
Totally. What would you say your coaching style and philosophy is? And I'm excited to hear a little bit more about that.
Well, I think I love being a coach and a teacher. Like I said, I was a teacher in the classroom for a while too. And I really believe that the best teachers out there are also learning a lot themselves. And so I really have the philosophy of, you know, as much as I'm teaching the girls aspects of skiing, I'm learning from them as much as I'm teaching. And so I really believe that we all, learn very differently. We process differently. We have different steps that we need to work through in our minds to achieve the goals that we have. And so me getting to know those girls really well, I think helps them to trust me and me to trust them. And it makes for a really great learning environment out on the hill.
Yeah, that's really cool. We've noticed at Keeley's Camp that you obviously are amazing with all athletes, but especially you seem to have a knack with working what we like to call the littles, i.e. our youngest athletes. And, you know, that is kind of a unique coaching style and experience. And I'm hoping you could share a little bit about how you work with those athletes versus older athletes, and if you have any advice for coaching younger kids and getting them excited about skiing.
Yeah. Oh man. I love the littles. They're just so cute. It's like, it's so hard not to have so much fun coaching them. And you know, I'm a really sensitive person. So I think at its core, that's kind of where it's at with the littles. Like I ride on their amazing positive energy and then it just goes back and forth. But ultimately I love coaching the littles because we just bring a lot of fun into the coaching, and I do with all ages, but especially with the littles, they're so much more apt to play games and to you know, work hard in challenges. I always try to have sort of a lesson plan for what goals we're working on. And then we do challenges and games and pair off in teams and work on teamwork to kind of work through those skill sets. And the littles just have so much fun right there with me.
Yeah, totally. Obviously skiing is an individual sport, but I feel like you do a really nice job with athletes of making it into a team building thing and a group activity. And do you feel like in your ski background there were social team aspects to it too, or like what parts of that did you really value in addition to the individual sport aspect?
Yeah, I think skiing is such a unique sport in that way because it's very individual. However, you also have this added bonus of usually being on a ski team while you're racing. And that if you can utilize that, you have the strength of so many others to support you. And obviously with Keeley's Camp, it's so incredible because you have all these girls together supporting each other. And I've witnessed it over and over in so many Keeley's Camps. You know, there'll be a girl that is so scared and timid out on the hill and not sure of themselves. But because we create a good team environment, you know, all these girls come together and support her and help her to know that she's got it. And before you know it, she's crushing it. And similarly, you know, if you're scared to do something, but you see a friend do that thing you're scared of, all of a sudden you're like, okay, I can do that. And I think Keeley's Camp really creates an awesome environment for that dynamic.
Absolutely. Switching gears a little bit, I want to hear a little bit more about your experience and your work within the energy healing world and how you kind of bring that into skiing and coaching and your personal experience with skiing.
Yeah. So in my healing journey after that head injury, energy healing and Reiki healing, if you've heard of that sort of thing, is actually what helped me the most in my healing. And so over all of these years, I got really interested in the energy healing modalities and for myself, but then ultimately I started helping friends and family, and now today I have a private practice here in Salt Lake and I help clients one-on-one with energy healing sessions. And what I love about it is it's just such a nurturing way to support the body. And I think in our society and even in sport, we're just on this treadmill going so fast, and we get disconnected from our mind-body connection, and it's so connected, especially for girls and women. And so I think that when we can ground our bodies and come to our center and really act from our hearts, we perform a lot better. And so just like I do with clients one-on-one in my office, you know, out on the hill, I help girls with breath work and helping them to ground in their bodies so that they can perform the best that they can and have fun. Because sometimes when we get stuck in our head and we're in our negative thoughts, it takes the joy out of competing for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say your favorite breathwork activity when you're working with athletes is for grounding?
Oh, there's so many. I really love, I mean, I love teaching the girls different styles of breathwork, and there's many out there. I really think breathing in and out of the nose and practicing that, as well as practicing breathing from the belly and allowing the belly to expand. Is those are two really great things to practice. And a specific style of breath work that I love is the 4-6 breath, where you're inhaling for 4 seconds and exhaling for 6. So your exhale is a little bit longer, and it really helps to calm that nervous system quickly. And all of a sudden, once you're calm, then you can kind of tap into the excitement and ski a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that one of our most commonly asked questions at Keeley's Camp is how to better manage stress in training and in races, and how to not let that pressure kind of build up. What would your advice be for those athletes who are struggling with stress management?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said earlier, like a lot of stress comes from when we are kind of stuck in our head and trying to think our way through things. And so if we can get ourselves out of our head and into our bodies, that's an immediate way to help the stress. And so an easy way to do that is to do some breath work and some controlled, slow, deep breathing. And truly, I really think that focusing on why you're doing the sport and focusing on the fun of it is so important. A lot of times when we are stressed, it's because we're putting, you know, if you're an athlete, you're putting pressure on yourself to perform a certain way, or perhaps your parents are putting pressure on you, or there's some overarching team pressure. And when we're under that pressure and stress, we restrict, we tighten, and it's just, we just don't perform well. And so if we remember why we're doing it, we remember that it's such a fun privilege to get to ski and be in the mountains and have fun out there, we perform a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that advice. That's awesome. I was just thinking about this while you were talking about that, about the aspect of play into stress as well. And
yeah,
if you're wrong, but I believe that you were also coaching free ride in Salt Lake, in the Salt Lake area, for a little while. And how do you feel like your experience of coaching freeride has impacted the way you coach ski racers?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It was funny. I coached racing for a decade, and then I left for a little while and came back, and they needed a freeride coach. And so I jumped into that world, and it's such a different world because it's a judged sport. It's based on creativity and flow and your style. And it's so fun because you do get to tap into that kind of the other side of your brain, the creative side. And it is, you know, ski racing is so beautiful because it is so structured, you know, and you're doing the same things over and over, and people love, you know, goal setting through ski racing. But I think I do love bringing in the other aspects of free ride to racing, in that you can have fun and you can make it your own, and to embrace your unique skiing style, even within racing, you know. And I think the team building aspect, free ride actually as a whole is very community oriented, and at the different free ride comps, I definitely noticed a much different, not, I wouldn't say different, but just a really warm environment at these different competitions and great camaraderie. And so I think I've loved bringing that into the racing scene as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my favorite things about Keeley's Camp, is that I feel like we have done a nice job of bringing that community aspect into ski racing and cultivating a bit more of that community at camp.
Yeah, I was just talking to one of the parents of an athlete that's been to our camps for quite a few camps, and she messaged me the other day that her daughter had gone to a race and met up with 3 or 4 other Keeley's campers that, you know, they're not all on the same team, but at that race, they all got to hang out and reconnect. And I just think that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. What has been one of your favorite Keeley's Camp experiences or camps that you've coached, or just a story or anything about that?
Oh, I mean, every single one is so amazing. I think it warms my heart the most. Collectively, I feel like I witness it at every camp, but it's like, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, but it's like when I see a girl that's really struggling and having a hard time and really stuck in her head, to see all the girls help her and stand by her and really encourage her, and to see her kind of light up and go, okay, I got this, and to actually conquer that fear, is so amazing. And I've, you know, I've helped Keely with free ride camps and camps at Mount Hood and in Copper. And so in every environment, it doesn't matter where we are. It's like when you have a team of girls helping each other, we always win.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you stay so positive all the time, Sarah? You always seem to have such a glass half full outlook on everything.
Oh, well, I think I'm a really sensitive human being, and I feel a lot, and I really operate from my heart. And so when I get to be around other awesome humans and to be in the mountains and to appreciate our Mother Earth, I get so happy. So it's just, I think it's thanks to you guys for creating great environments. Just helps me to stay even more positive, you know?
Well, thank you so much for contributing to camp and being there as a coach and, yeah, contributing so much over the past few years. It's been really such an awesome experience getting to work with you, and it's so clear to me that all of our athletes really appreciate you as well. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, BB. It's been so fun to be a part of it.
Good. My last question for you today is, what advice do you have for the next generation of female skiers?
Ooh, I love that. Like I said earlier, I think leaning into collaboration rather than competition is so important. And if you feel like, if you're looking at another girl next to you and you feel jealous of like them skiing faster than you, I invite you to see that opportunity to go, ooh, that's possible. If I can see another girl skiing faster than me, I know it's possible to get there, and to use that as fuel to just make yourself better. And to use that positive encouragement for each other to build, to help everyone build, you know, it's like when we, when we all help each other, the tide rises collectively.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thank you, Sari, for sharing all of your insights with us. And yeah, if anyone listening has any more questions for Sari, please feel free to reach out and we can get some answers for you.
Definitely.